Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vonmont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vonmont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vonmont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. You've heard her here on The Mark Wyatt Show before. Kelly Lang, and you've heard her song, I'm Not Going Anywhere. Today, I wanted to talk to Kelly about that song and her own personal experience with cancer. And the first thing I want to do, Kelly, is thank you for sending me a thank you card after the last interview we did. That was very thoughtful.
Oh, well, you know, I can't do them on every single interview, but the ones that are very special to me, I like to take the time to let people know that they're on a right path in their life and thank them for the time they've taken to be with me, and you're that special person.
Well, thank you. It meant so much to me. It really did, and I just wanted to acknowledge that because I think it is important that we take a little time to have that personal care. That I ordered some note cards the other day, and I'll say that you helped to inspire that. I ordered some Mark Wyatt Show note cards, and I've been pretty active in mailing out those cards. As a matter of fact, I go ahead and fill them out,
And then Cora, my daughter, she's so excited to run them to the mailbox for me. So she sees the stack and she'll ask me, do you have any more cards, Daddy?
No, that's a great example for her to live by, because I tried to be that for my kids too. I think a handwritten note really goes a lot longer than just a text or simple thank you. But thank you. I'm glad we're passing that along. Wonderful.
Well, and one of the things that it does bring up, and as a young person and people who listen to the show know, I had some health issues as a kid. And one of the things that was very important, it was prior to social media, people sent me cards and letters and they let me know that they cared. And I was in about the 7th grade and it meant so much to me. And I've still got the box full of cards and letters from people all the way back when. And I know with your own personal health experience, you would have had people send you cards and letters and acknowledge that they care about you. And I know that means so much.
And I still have those. And I still have the letters that people wrote me when my dad passed. And I don't dwell on it, but to know that they're there and I can recall who sent what, and, you know, it makes such a difference. It's a human connection that we should all be mindful of. And the world's gotten such a fast pace. I think it's just something that we need to just take a breath and just take a moment and acknowledge people that are going through things. And, you know, it's easier to say, yeah, I'll be praying for you, and a little more difficult to send a little card afterwards and let them know you really are thinking of them. And I appreciate you acknowledging that. That's very kind of you.
Speaking of acknowledgement, there are a lot of people's hearts that have been touched through the Ascension Hospital's national campaign, the song I'm Not Going Anywhere. And I know you've had a lot of opportunities to share about what that song means to you, how it developed. And I wanted you to be able to share about that with listeners today, how that song is important to you. And of course, when things are important to us, we're passionate about things. It does radiate and it affects other people in a positive way too.
Well, you know, I wrote that song 16 years before, and I wrote it. I saw a friend of mine watching her husband go through some health issues, and although he had nurses around him, he really wanted her around him. And she was so sweet. She kept saying, honey, I'm not leaving. I'm right here. You just need to let the nurse do their job. I'm not going anywhere. And I thought, oh, how sweet, you know? And you could see his eyes just softened and he was comforted by that. And so just with that in mind, I wrote that song, and lo and behold, 3 or 4 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I thought, oh, you know, if I had somebody to ever say that to me, that would be wonderful. And TG, my then boyfriend at the time, was just dating me when I was diagnosed. He held me in his lap, and I was bald and green. Mark, I looked awful. I was so embarrassed for him to see me look like that. And he kept kissing my bald head, and he kept saying, honey, I love you. I'm not going anywhere. You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I thought, this is my full circle moment with that song. And I didn't think it would go much further than that, but it ended up being in a Burt Reynolds movie called The Deal. And he and Crystal Gayle, PG and Crystal Gayle cut it before. And I just kind of let it, thinking that's all that would be. So I was really surprised when Ascension Hospitals reached out and wanted to use it as their national campaign. And Mark, I've got to be honest, I'm shocked. I've had literally thousands of emails, you know, voice messages, downloads. I mean, everybody is reaching out saying this song has affected them, especially during the pandemic, when people had to leave their loved ones in nursing homes or hospitals, and that was their choice song for comfort for their friends and family. And I didn't see that coming. You know, it had to have been a really God-inspired thing, because so many people have let me know that their lives have been really touched by this music, and I can't explain how grateful I am.
You know, Kelly, everyone's different, and I'll acknowledge that, but I believe most people, given circumstances where they're battling a health issue, one of the greatest fears is to be alone for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I remember when my dad, he had cancer, he was diagnosed back in 2015 or 2016, and his diagnosis left him with 3 weeks left to live. And one of his concerns was, who's going to be with me? Will my children be around me? Who is going to be there? Will I be alone? And I know that probably people can relate to that when they're thinking about their own personal circumstances. And we don't want anybody to feel like they're alone. We want people to know that we do care and as much as possible to be there to support. And I know that there are some very special loved ones who are caretakers who will be there. And I know that that gives comfort to those who are struggling right now with health issues.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, TG's big fear is if something were to happen to him and I wouldn't be there. All he keeps saying to me is, all I want to see, the very last thing I want to see on this earth is your eyes. And I just think, oh, I hope that if that was indeed the case, I hope that I am that for him. That would be lovely.
Well, you mentioned, Kelly, the experience you had and TG being there for you and talking about your beauty, even when you were struggling with that yourself as to how you looked on the outside. What was it that allowed you to be able to work through the cancer battle that you experienced?
You know, Mark, I had to really stay focused on being positive because I had little children. They were 9 and 13. And I was wanting to remain confident and secure and not afraid looking. I didn't want them to be afraid. I didn't want my mom to see me scared and sad because that would only frighten her more. And, you know, I let TG see me cry a little bit, but I just wasn't a crier. I really leaned into comedy, developed a comedic character called XOXO during that time, and really looked for things that were light to watch on television, and I made fun of myself a lot. You know, I just made really light of the situation. I saved a lot on shampoo, you know, so it was just, it's just a choice. And, you know, my favorite thing to say to nutshell my whole situation is, a lot of people could look at cancer as a death sentence, and for some it is. But I chose to change the channel in my mind, and I made it my life sentence. I chose to look at things more appreciatively and more abundantly and boldly. I lived much more boldly, took more chances, and I thought, hey, I have nothing to lose. I'll call them. I'll check it out. Or, you know, and, you know, after my mindset changed, I was able to do things I never thought I was able to do. And although I thought that was the weakest part of my life, it turns out to be the strongest part of my life. And I made a really strong promise to God, if he could just keep me alive, that I would try to be a bright light for others going through this, because I didn't have anybody close to my age that I could really relate to or talk to or ask, you know, personal questions about. And I really want to be that for people. And this has been, music is a great thing to listen to, and you know, if you're just looking for fame really doesn't move me. But what does move me is if I could use my platform to really make a difference in somebody's heart. You know, if I didn't have the ability to sing or write or be on TV or on your show here today, I wouldn't have this opportunity to share that God is the healer. And you know, it's a wonderful thing when you can just let go and let God take care of things.
It really narrows things down to what your actual purpose is, doesn't it, Kelly?
My purpose is to make music for this reason. Yes, I have clearly laid that path.
You know, I want to go to a quick break, Kelly, but when we come back, I want people to be able to connect with this music. I want them to be able to connect with you. And you've shared your story, and I know that there's someone out there right now who your story is touching. It has an effect on someone. I always say that I'm not trying to reach everyone. I'm trying to reach someone. And there's someone right now that has heard what you've had to say, and they're either going through that experience now, they have gone through that experience, or they may go through that experience in the future. And they need to know that they do have the strength to be able to get through it. They do need to know that they can, as you mentioned, change the channel in their mind and focus their energy on the things that they can do and not what they can't. I know that circumstances yes. like cancer and other health issues prevent us from being able to do everything that we want to do, but it really does, as I mentioned, narrow down what we can do and defines us as people as to what we really are here for. So if you'll stick with me, Kelly, we'll continue this conversation in the next segment, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Kelly Lang, and we're talking about a very special song called I'm Not Going Anywhere. It's Ascension Hospital's national campaign, and Kelly had no idea that it was going to go where it's gone, and that's incredible that she wrote that song 16 years earlier and that it became their national campaign song, I'm Not Going Anywhere. You stick with us. We're going to continue our conversation with Kelly Lang. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
let go of all your fear. I'm not going anywhere. Seasons change with the wind, but I'll be here till the end. Friends may come and then they go, but there's one thing you should know, I'm not going anywhere. I'd give my heart to you if you'd stop beating. Part your lips with mine if you weren't breathing. You have no burden that I wouldn't bear. I'm not going anywhere. I'll still be here when you close your eyes. There's no place I'd rather be than here by your side.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
two-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he...
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. You have heard her on the Mark White Show before. I love having Kelly Lang on the program, and she has a special story to share. If you listened in the first segment, you heard about her experience with cancer. You've heard about this beautiful song, I'm Not Going Anywhere, and it absolutely touched my heart. And I know that this song has touched many hearts, especially now that it became the national campaign song for Ascension Hospital. That really got the song circulating, didn't it, Kelly?
I can't even begin to express how many wonderful letters have been written. I'm literally thousands of people have written and tell me how this song has just changed their lives and given them hope. And I mean, I only held the pen. I mean, really, I only held the pen and God wrote it. And it was just one of these things that I'm just so honored to be a small, very small part of. And it's a wonderful tool to be able to share music as a common thread. But then you get into the deeper subject of, okay, if I can make it, I'm a lightweight. If I can, if I can get through cancer, anybody can. Because I was a scared little girl, you know. And then on the other hand, you know, if I, as a songwriter, I want to be encouraging to other people that create, that are creative people, they think maybe they've written something and it's in vain. Well, I would have been thinking that song was completely done with. But 16 years later, if that can't be encouragement to somebody going and writing and thinking their career will never be, you know, going anywhere, well, hang on, nothing's created in vain.
That's right. Well, speaking of encouragement and being a cancer survivor, you are a champion for cancer survivors. And one of the things that I do want to bring out during this interview is the importance of a mammogram and early detection. And that's something that you have shared with your followers year after year, and something that you continue to preach on, that people, that women need to get these mammograms, and men are affected by breast cancer as well. Don't want to leave them out, but better to find out and be able to catch it early than to wait too late.
You know, it's really interesting, Mark. In my situation, I had felt of these lumps after having watched like an Oprah Winfrey show on breast cancer under 40. And this young girl, she was like 26, she kept encouraging people to, you know, do self-exams. And that's how she found out she had cancer. And I thought, I don't want to do that. That's so silly. I was just 35 at the time. But I did. And lo and behold, there they were, the two little knots under my arm. And I went to my regular OBGYN, and she was like, yeah, there's something there, but you're too young. We'll just watch them. Well, I kept thinking, something's there, you know, and I was getting all these little signals. I would be on the treadmill, and I would see, have you done your self-exam lately? Have you had a mammogram? Have you had a diagnostic mammogram? And I thought, okay, God, you know, after 8 months of being worn down with every TV show, every commercial was something about, you know, making sure you've been checked. Like God wings, you know?
Yes.
I finally went back to her. I said, listen, I want to take this more seriously. Can you do a diagnostic mammogram on me? And that did not show anything. So I was more specific. I said, can you do an ultrasound on me? The ultrasound did not pick this up. So I was very proactive, and I probably made the ultrasound technician very upset with me, but I asked if I could move her wand where I was feeling it, because she wasn't hitting it where it was. And I pushed it a little further up into my arm, and there it was, and her face just dropped. And immediately she came back in with the radiologist. They wanted me to get scheduled for a biopsy, and look, the rest is history. But my point in telling you this is, you know, although it does some not show on mammograms or ultrasounds, if you feel it, if you know your own body and something might not be right, we must listen to our gut instincts, because that's a gift from God that he tells us, you know, hey, this might be something you need to research further, or listen to yourself. And, you know, I often wonder, of course, I'll never know the answer, but if that first doctor had listened to me, would I have gone through chemo? I don't know, maybe, maybe not. You know, would I still be here if I had not furthered that little nagging gut instinct. Probably not.
Well, and if you didn't have to go through what you went through, would you have an experience like you do now to share with people, to talk No. about the circumstances that you were in, describing what you were going through chemo? And none of that would have happened. It would have been resolved. But at the same time, the experience you went through is now touching so many lives that if you hadn't have gone through that particular experience, the ending would be different.
I totally believe that. And if I have to be that for people, that is perfectly fine with me. It's a beautiful lot in life. And now, you know, fast forward, I have become very, very close friends, almost sister, with Olivia Newton-John, who is the queen of inspiration. And what a guiding light for me to have courage to come out and share my story as she has. And she calls herself a breast cancer thriver, which I like to, you know, say that that's for me as well.
Yes.
And I've learned to own it. It's part of my story. I can't hide it. And I tried to just ignore it for a very long time because I thought nobody wants to hear about that. You know, I just wanted to be done with it and be healthy and sing. But when I realized that people were really needing to hear that heart connection, that took precedence over everything in my life. And, you know, I'm a different person now than I was before. I like myself better now. I have much more empathy for others going through things. And I hope people that are listening on your program can understand that music business is fun and it's, you know, it's exciting. But if you don't have that heart connection, it's a rather empty place to be.
And when we talk about connection, I want people to connect with you, Kelly, especially because you are giving those little reminders and you can be that person that maybe shows up and that person says, why is Kelly popping up on my newsfeed? Why is this coming up? And then there's a reason behind it, you know?
We don't know how many people we touch behind us, you know.
That's right.
People that hear what you and I have to say or do or sing or whatever, that's our legacy. You know, we'll never see the end of that. I'd like for people to go to kellylang.net. If you would like to see the full copy of, get a copy of, autographed copy of the song I'm Not Going Anywhere, you can get that there. It's on an EP version. And also, if you want to see the video, the full music video, or the Ascension Hospital commercial, you can see that all at one place at kellylang.net. And I'd like to invite people to go to my YouTube page. We've got all kinds of new things coming up there all the time. And click subscribe when you get there, if you will.
Kelly Lang, I'm not going anywhere either. How about we just stay together and we'll keep doing what we do and trying to make a difference in this world step by step as we can. And I know that there are people out there right now who have been touched by this show. So thank you for that, Kelly Lang.
Well, it's very important that that we both stay authentic to what we do, and maybe that will be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for your time, Mark.
Absolutely. KellyLang.net. Go to YouTube for Kelly Lang. Follow her on social media. I know you can do that on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. She's everywhere. So follow Kelly Lang. Keep up with the great work that she's doing. And once again, thank you, Kelly Lang, for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark White. We love you.
Love you too. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're making a difference. We're trying to recognize difference makers and share their stories, like Kelly's story, to make a difference in your life, to encourage and inspire you. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by this show today and that you will share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know. Shout it from the rooftops. Let them know that The Mark White Show is here to make a difference. Kelly Lang is here to make a difference too. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Close, hold me near. Please let go of all your fear. I'm not going anywhere. Seasons change with the wind, but I'll be here till the end. Friends may come, and then they go.
there's one thing you should know, I'm not going anywhere. I'd give my heart to you if you're stopped beating. Part your lips with mine if you weren't breathing. You have no burden that I wouldn't bear. I'm not going anywhere. I'll still be here when you close your eyes. There's no place I'd rather be than here.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vonmont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vonmont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vonmont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. of Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your dependable service center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.